Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by Jim Wyatt, Senior Editor, TitansOnline.com, at Jay Wyatt Sports. Jim, mandatory minicamp began today. What did you learn?
Well, out of the gate, I'm going to tell you that my dad wanted me to pass along that he loved the Bob Baffert interview. He's a big
awesome
guy, loves Bob Baffert, and loves the horses, so he really enjoyed that interview. I wanted to pass that along first, and I guess what I learned out of the mini camp, I mean, this is the off season coming to a conclusion, really. You know, these are the last couple of days on the field. The rookies stick around next week, and then it gets quiet until training camp. So a lot of things that you saw at the start of the off-season program when it started in April now come together. Guys who've had good camps continue to have good camps, and it's going to be interesting when training camp starts to see some guys who really made strides. I'm talking about some of the undrafted guys, some of the younger players who look good now. I'm curious to see how it carries over in training camp. Of course, storyline I know also is who's there, who's not there. I know you guys have addressed Taylor Wine not there, Kevin Dodd there. That was part of today as well.
Yeah, and I understand you can't really say a whole lot about Taylor Lewine not being there. So, but we'll get to that on a cursory level a little bit later. I am curious, Jim, as you were talking, it made me think, like, what have you noticed in terms of the rookies? Because when they first get there, it's got to be and we talk to them every year about this eye-opening, like, holy crap thing. But over the course of time, they get used to their surroundings, get used to the speed of the game. What have you noticed in terms of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing where the Titans have a luxury with some of these guys, whether it's Harold Landry, whether it's Rashawn Evans, you know, even Dan Cruikshank, and Luke Falk. I mean, they've all got veterans in front of them, so you don't have to all of a sudden throw them into the fire and say, right, hey, we got to throw this guy in to get him ready to take, you know, to start in week one. I mean, you've got veterans who know what to do, have done it before, are working ahead of Landry, and Rashawn Evans, I think he's finding his footing as well. I think both of them have really looked good. I think Cruikshank certainly learning on the fly as well, but it's a good situation because those guys are learning from the vets. I thought it was interesting, Harold Landry talking to him last week, and he's talked to some of his buddies around the league, and sometimes the vets will kind of not be as willing to help a young guy who's trying to take snaps away from him. Harold Landry said, you know, Rakpo, Morgan, both have been over backwards to help him, and I think when you got a situation like that, whether it's Landry, whether it's Evans, you know, and I know it's going on the secondary with Cruikshank, I think that's a very healthy environment, and you're allowing those guys to get comfortable along the way.
Jim, we had a segment last week where we talked about the position group we feel the best and the worst about with this Titans team. And one that we talked about that there are a lot of question marks is that wide receiver position. What have you seen? And I know it's hard to tell. There's no pads on. You know, they're still installing offensive schemes and things like that. But what have you seen from these wide receivers, specifically with Tajae Sharpe back and Taywan Taylor? What can he do? What have you seen from them so far today and throughout these mini camps?
Well, I think it's fair to kind of put that group among those that's got questions, because
right,
Rashard Matthews, you know, he hasn't practiced in the OTAs. You know, Corey Davis has looked good. I think this offseason, a little scaled back a little bit today, but he catches the ball with ease. He looks confident. He looks big and physical. You know, I think Tajae Sharpe has kind of found his footing, has looked good. Same with Taywan Taylor. Michael Campanero really impressed me before. He had a little bit of a setback that I think they're holding him out on, but he's looked good. I think what it's allowed is for some young guys, to kind of at least get themselves noticed. I mean, a guy named Jordan Vesey is someone that when fans come out there for training camp, they're going to look and say, who the heck is this guy? He looks like Dorial Green Beckham. He's big. He's physical. He catches the ball downfield. You know, Devin Ross, a receiver, you know, from Colorado, has looked good to me. You know, I think, you know, Darius, drawn a complete blank.
Darius Jennings.
Jennings.
Yeah, Darius Jennings. I'm sorry, I was thinking about Darius Garland because I saw him leading the cheers at Bamble baseball game over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But Darius, he Jennings has looked good to me consistently catching the ball in practices. And Deontay Burnett, another guy for USC. I mean, some of these undrafted rookies are getting noticed, but they've got to carry it over in camp. Because I remember guys like Byron Ealy, you know, shining during the offseason. And
I remember
and
that.
Sometimes Eddie Berlin shining during the offseason. And you've got to be able to carry it over when the pads come on. And that's a position that has a lot to prove. But if you get Matthews back at the start of training camp, and certainly Corey Davis continues to do what he's done, and some of these other young guys start to step up, I think it's got a potential. It's a position with a lot of potential.
Yeah, and then it becomes a numbers game as we all begin to count. Because at wide receiver, you got Rashard Matthews, Corey Davis, Taylor, and Tajay Sharpe. There's four. So if they carry five, there is an open battle for that fifth. For that fifth position. And I mean, some of these guys that they were able to get in that undrafted rookie class were very productive players in college. And so there are some storylines there on roster battles at a number of positions.
Yeah, and I think there's a spot to be had, late. And, Jennings is a guy who has been around here for a while. Mm-hmm. I have to say, consistently, he stood out just about every practice making catches. I mean, he's somebody to keep an eye on when the training camp gets cranked up. But don't sleep on VC either. Because again, I think he's going to be someone that people are going to be intrigued by when they're out there for the open practices.
Well, Jim, we mentioned Taylor Lewan, and I know probably can't say a ton, but it's been interesting on our show today. We've heard both sides. People say, hey, pay the man, and then the other side saying, oh, but he's got a year left on his contract. He should be out there. This is mandatory. Does it make a difference that Lewan is a guy that was out there for voluntary? He's been around the building. He's, a big-time leader for this team. He was part of the uniform unveil. Is this just something that it's get it done, it'll happen?
Well, man, I don't think it's a time to panic. I mean, he has been around, and then he's not here this week. And obviously, it's one thing missing in June. It's another thing missing when the season starts getting closer. I think, I've heard people say, pay the man. Well, I mean, that's easy to say, but what does that mean exactly? You've got to be smart in contract negotiations. There's no question, that John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, Vin Marino, who does the contract, those guys would love to see it get done. But, at the same time, you've got to be smart, and you just can't jump and just, you've got to make smart decisions. The Titans have got Taylor Lewan under contract for $9.4 million this year. I mean, reality is that, they've got the franchise tag that would be available the year after that. So,
right.
I mean, you could potentially have him under contract for, 2 years, maybe 3 years under that scenario. So I will say that, the Titans and John Robinson did a good job this offseason at kind of building depth at that position. Obviously, with Jack Conklin being out during the offseason, you've got questions there. You want him to be healthy and ready for the season. But Dennis Kelly's a solid pro. Kevin Pamphile was brought in here from Tampa Bay, who started a lot of games. Xavier Suofilo brought in here for the Texans, who started a lot of games. There's a lot of depth at tackle, but you want Taylor Lewan there. He's I think he's obviously one of the best tackles in the league. He's a tone setter, and we'll just see how it plays out. But it's June, and I know this is nothing new, I guess, in the NFL to have situations like this happen during the offseason.
Great stuff, Jim. Appreciate you, man. And mandatory minicamp's going on. You can see all of Jim's content and everybody with TitansOnline.com there. TitansOnline.com. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, Jim Wyatt at J Wyatt Sports.